talk about UFC Fight Night 173 on Fight Island that happened on Saturday night. Main event was Davison Figueiredo against Joseph Benavidez. I always struggle with the new flyweight champion's name. Spoiler alert, he won. Just as kind of I thought it would. Now, you know, across the card, there were some really excellent fights. If you haven't seen this card yet, stop watching now, because, like, there's, you know, full disclosure, there are spoilers everywhere. Spoilers all over the place, alright? So, I made a few predictions. Now, my bets were on strange form, because they all actually came off, which is worrying. Because a friend of mine always says to me that I am one really good bet away from destroying my life. As long as I keep losing, my bets will stay really low. I don't really put a lot of money on these things, because I like to keep my odds long, and my bets terrible. That is my motto, right? Yeah, they all came off at the weekend, so I was a pretty happy boy. Come Sunday morning, when I actually watched the fights, because back at work now, so I can't really be staying up to watch all the fights. So anyway, Dukayzi versus Fiziev. Now, this one was bittersweet, because I'm a big fan of Marcus Dukayzi. Marcus Dukayzi is an excellent fighter from the UK. Doncaster lad. This was fight of the night. They both got a bonus for this, I believe. I believe they both got a 50 grand bonus. And rightfully so, because it was a really entertaining fight just from start to finish. But Fiziev, I did say that he was legit and that his fundamentals would cause some problems, and that is exactly what happens. His fundamental Muay Thai striking is really, really impressive. Just really impressive. That matrix dodge that he did, he's actually been doing that since kickboxing days. That's not like an isolated thing that he just pulled off for that fight. He does that kind of thing all the time. He is an impressive specimen, and I look forward to seeing who they match him up against next. Now, he's not ranked yet, because I don't think he's fought any ranked opponents. So really, if he wants to try and start climbing the ladder, he needs a ranked opponent next. Gregor Gillespie is a very good wrestler. He's the guy who recently got knocked out by Kevin Lee in that matchup. Kevin Lee just looked a bit too big for him, I thought. And Gregor Gillespie, though, his wrestling credentials are out of this world. He is an excellent wrestler. Now, I'd like to see how Fiziev does against an elite-level wrestler. Gregor Gillespie, currently ranked 12, coming off a loss, needs to be matched up. Stick him in against Fiziev. Fiziev will either sink or swim. He'll either swim and he gets a number next to his name. Or you get Gregor Gillespie back in the win column and he can go back on another winning streak. It is a win-win situation. Matchmakers, make it happen. Then we had Hermanson against Gastelum. Now, again, I wasn't as surprised by this one, because when I made the bet on Hermanson by submission, I did say that's not actually that terrible of a bet. Got 7-1 on it, which is pretty nice. Hermanson's grappling is ridiculously good. Ridiculously good. A few people mentioned they thought that he might have trouble getting Gastelum to the ground, but that wasn't the case. Again, he got in there, he got the trip, and it was in the scramble that he managed to catch the leg lock and managed to get the heel hook. It was in round one, so they weren't slippery enough yet for Gastelum to escape. You know, job done. Another submission win for Jack Hermanson. Very impressive. He should definitely get the winner, the loser of Till versus Whittaker that's coming up this weekend. I think Hermanson, he's taken out enough elite level competition now, and he needs to start thinking about getting to a title shot. He had a bit of a stumble against Cannoneer, but Cannoneer literally has a cannon for an arm. I think that's why they call him Cannoneer. I don't know if that's his actual name though, isn't it? Either way, he hits hard, is what I'm trying to say. So, no shame in being knocked out by Cannoneer, but Hermanson, back in the win column, impressive submission over Kelvin Gastelum, because there aren't too many people that can actually stop Kelvin Gastelum. He's in a pretty select group there. And so I'd like to see him take on the loser of Whittaker Till this weekend. And the main event, Davison Figueiredo versus Joseph Benavidez. There were zero surprises here. Again, I saw that it was 10-1 for Figueiredo to get the submission. And I was just like, look, at the end of the day, that should be a 3-1. Because Benavidez, I love Benavidez. Joe, no disrespect, but he just didn't really have anything for Figueiredo in that fight. I didn't think it was going to go any differently to the first fight. They already fought previously. And in my head, it's kind of like, well, he's only finishing this fight one of three ways, you know? Decision, submission, knockout. And I was lucky enough that the submission came off. So it was a bloody good night for me. What is next for Figueiredo? I mean, who knows? You know? Just, yeah, it's... The flyweight division's a bit dead. No disrespect to the flyweights, but it's just a bit dead. No, Henry Cejudo's retired. And, Figueiredo's now the champion. I don't know who he fights next. He struggles to get down to that weight division anyway. He's talking about fighting PC Yan at bantamweight. I'd personally quite like to see that. I'm not sure about the flyweights. There doesn't seem to be... I mean, Jute Formiga, maybe? I don't know. For me, that division is not as stacked as it once was. You know, Mighty Mouse was the king for a long time. Now, Figueiredo, really, he should defend it at flyweight before he goes up to fight another contender, to fight the champion in another weight class. But realistically, how excited are people going to get over him defending at flyweight a couple of times? Probably not that excited. No disrespect to them, they're very skilled, but it's just the flyweight division has historically struggled. That's just the numbers, that's not me, you know, disrespecting anybody. But either way, good night for my terrible bets. They weren't... They're usually terrible. This was a complete anomaly. As my friend Gary always tells me, this is worrying because, you know, I'm one good bet away from having a serious problem. But, keep those bets terrible and those odds long. And I'll see you next time.